Perhaps you've noticed the image of a heart hanging in the entryway of our cathedral, with blue and red fabric flowing from it. Now, you would be forgiven if you mistook it for a Christmas decoration or something for the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, because it did go up in December. And you could even be excused if you missed the day last month when Bishop Brungardt led a procession underneath the fabric and out those two beautiful exterior doors. You could be excused because, after all, an ugly winter storm was breathing down our neck that morning. Well, Christmas came and went. The Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe came and went. And even that winter storm has come and gone. But that work of art is still there. And those doors are still open. And here's why. Pope Francis designated from December 8th of last year until November 20th of this year to be celebrated as a Jubilee Year of Mercy, a time to experience the love and forgiveness of God in an extraordinary way, and then to share that mercy with someone else. I couldn't help but think of that when Jesus talked about a year acceptable to the Lord in today's gospel. What could be more acceptable to our God than an entire year where people know his mercy? There are so many elements of this Jubilee year, but I'd like to talk about just one. And it has to do with those two exterior doors, which are almost always locked. We don't normally use them. But last month, Pope Francis opened a special door in Rome and asked that every cathedral in the world designate a Jubilee door. And all of us are invited to pass through those doors this year. Now, you might say, well, what's so big about walking through a door? Other than the fact that it's one of the biggest doors in Dodge City. Well, walking through the holy door only has meaning if we remember that Jesus is the door. And it's only through Jesus that we walk from darkness to light, from sadness to joy, and from death to life. Pope Francis said that by passing through the holy doors, we will find the strength to embrace God's mercy and dedicate ourselves to being merciful with others as the Father has been with us. And you'll notice that now inside those doors is kind of a welcome center with maps and guides, and there's even a video guide on our website, dodgecitycathedral.com, which someone can watch before coming or even use it as a guide while they're here. Because everyone from throughout the diocese is invited to pass through these exterior doors. You know, there was a family just yesterday morning from Liberal here using the guide to make a pilgrimage. I ran into another family at a ball game last week from Sublette who said, well, we'll definitely be there sometime this year so that we can pass through the doors of mercy during this year. But because we live here, the risk is that we forget that it's also for us. Now, there's no limit on how many times someone can pass through the holy doors. I'm not suggesting that you go through them every weekend. It might lose its special meaning if you do that. But I do hope that you would pass through them at significant moments this year. That may be when you come for confession, or on your wedding anniversary, or on Easter Sunday, or after making your first communion. Or it may be a moment that you won't even plan on, when you're here and you feel God touch your heart. I wouldn't rule that out this year. Now, I know that we have a lot of visitors here this weekend. We always have a lot of visitors at the cathedral. Well, if this is the only time that you'll be in Dodge City, well, then by all means, pass through the doors this morning when you leave. Remember, Jesus is the door to mercy. I've already heard about some groups in our parish that are planning pilgrimages here, including some through Sacred Arts School and some young adults, some who are going to walk here from different parts of Dodge City and pass through the doors. And the cathedral is offering to the whole diocese, and really to anyone, six special pilgrimage days. One for families with young children, more of an interactive pilgrimage. One for those affected by suicide. One on Divine Mercy Sunday, where we'll pray together the chaplet here. One that will include the anointing of the sick. One that will include a consecration to Jesus through Mary. And one for those who have lost a child through miscarriage, abortion, sickness, accident, whatever it might be. Perhaps one or more of those days will call your name. Now, you can come on any day, at any time throughout this year. You know, someone said to me the other day, "Father, so this might be the only time this happens in our lifetime." Yeah, you're right. You know, the mercy of God will always be available to us. But will we always be this aware of how great it is? Will we always have the opportunity to make this year acceptable to the Lord?